I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. This year's state budget includes financial help for families who adopt children. A tax credit up to $5,000 per child is meant to help families cover the legal and travel costs of adoption. State Representative Ann Williams, a Chicago Democrat, was among those pushing the idea as a nudge for families who might be on the fence.
I think anything that calls more attention makes people think about adoption as an option for either starting or building their family. I think it's a real positive for the state of Illinois.
Governor Bruce Rauner's office says adoption costs can be as high as $30,000. Rauner says the tax credit will set Illinois apart. It takes effect this year. In other news, a review finds lack of access to health care and neighborhood factors are linked to lower rates of survival for African-American women with breast cancer. Christine Herman has more.
Thousands of studies on breast cancer have looked at how a person's race can affect both when they get diagnosed and their chance of survival, but only a few have explored how racial disparities are connected to other factors, like where women live. That's according to U of I doctoral student Brandy Patrice Smith.
If you're living in poor neighborhood conditions, it's going to have a negative effect on your breast cancer outcomes or risk or the stage that you'll get diagnosed at.
Smith reviewed studies involving more than 93,000 black women. She found that even in low-income neighborhoods with new economic development, black women were still at greater risk of late-stage diagnoses. Smith says she hopes her research will lead to policy changes that promote health equity. I'm Christine Herman.
Illinois Democratic Party Chairman Michael Madigan named a committee comprised entirely of women to choose the party's next executive director. The post was vacated last week when Timothy Mapes resigned amid allegations of inappropriate comments and mishandling of sexual harassment complaints in the Illinois House. Mapes was chief of staff to Madigan in Madigan's role as speaker. Madigan issued a statement Friday saying 18 women of the Democratic State Central Committee will conduct the search. And lawyers for the family of a man fatally shot by a Chicago police officer are demanding the release of body camera footage of the shooting. Attorneys Antonio Romanucci and Andrew Stroth say the video will factor into whether the family of Maurice Granton Jr. sues. Granton was killed last week during an alleged armed confrontation with police officers. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Governor Bruce Rauner is considering legislation that would make Illinois the sixth state in the country to raise the minimum age for purchasing tobacco products from 18 to 21. Opponents, including the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, claim the state would lose millions of dollars in tax revenue, which would then go to other states. But Kevin O'Flaherty, with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says the increase would lead to a healthier population over time.
The research does show that this will be effective, and over time, we'll see significant reductions in smoking among the entire population as well.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says nearly 90% of smokers tried their first cigarette by the time they turned 18. A Southern Illinois man who was arrested on a charge of failing to register as a sex offender and disappeared last year after he posted bail has been rearrested in Tennessee. The Southern Illinoisan reports Franklin County Sheriff's officers announced the arrest of 71-year-old Danny Amos Sr. The department says Amos had been convicted in 2011 of possession of child pornography and child sexual assault. He was sent to state prison. He was released from prison but then rearrested in September of 2016 for failing to register as a sex offender. After he posted bond on that offense, he disappeared. Investigators say beside the felony charge related to fleeing the state, he's also violating Tennessee's sex notification laws. I'm Jennifer Fuller.